Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Vav. We are already holding on daf Vav Amud Aleph. We are at Veheicha Sham Inam the Rabbi Akiva. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines into the page on daf Vav Amud Aleph. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Gold Basimcha Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They shall return home safely, as well as by Daniel Goldstein, in honor of his father, Ivan Goldstein, Yitzchak Leib ben Mordechai Halevi, on his 10th yard site, which is Thursday, the Neshama Shav Naliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for these sponsorships. So today is going to be all about Nega'im. So the first we're going to talk about, we're going to try to understand Rabbi Akiva and the order of the four Maros Nega'im that are only Mitztarev, Zelem Alamizah, Zulem Alamizu. So we're going to try to understand and Rabbi Akiva's Shita, where it comes from, how we know that Rabbi Akiva holds this way, and then the Gemara, that's going to be all of Amud Aleph, and then the Gemara is going to have the source for all four of the Maros Nega'im in the Torah. Where do we see in the Torah that there are in fact four Maros Nega'im and what they are? Then the Gemara is going to have four different Mishalim to explain the order of the Nega'im according to the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan put the four in a different order than Rabbi Akiva puts the four, and we're going to explain it through mashal, but there are going to be four different mishalim that four different amoraim use to explain the sheet of the Rabbanan, and then at the very end of the daf, we're going to move away from Nega'im, we'll see if we get to it today, and move on to a discussion about Tumas Mikdash Kutashav, and particularly, we know that there's a chiv, the Mishnah said there's a chiv Karban Olav Yored for Tumas Mikdash Kutashav, for a person who goes into the Beis HaMikdash while he's Tameh, or eats Kachum while he's Tameh, but the psukim that describe the Karban Olav Yored talk about some who's nogeya bituma. It doesn't mention about going into the Beis HaMikdash. It does not mention about eating kachim. So how do we know that that's what the psukim are about at all? That's going to be at the very end of the daf if we get there today. So let's begin. Again, we are 6 lines into the page on daf Vav Amud Aleph. And we're trying to focus on the shita of Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva said each mara of Nega'im can only be mitztaref with the mara that is that's adjacent to it in terms of the levels of the whiteness of the nega. So they're only so the tziruf is because a nega is only mitame if it's a sheer gris. So if you have a chati gris of one type of nega and a chati gris of another nega, are they mitzarif to each other? Rabbi Akiva says only zulam alamizu. So veheicha shemina the Rabbi Akiva zulam alamizu. Where do we find that Rabbi Akiva holds that a tziruf of maros is only with the mara that is adjacent to it in its whiteness, meaning we discussed yesterday that being mitzarif should also require that it be the same type of nega, an av and its tolda, that you shouldn't be able to be mitzarif two different negaim. But in addition to that, Rabbi Akiva says, it's also got to be zolam alamizu. It has to be the mara that's most adjacent to it in its whiteness. So where do we see that Rabbi Akiva holds that? Maybe you're going to tell me we learned from the following braisa that Amr Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Shol Yoshua ben Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva. Yoshua ben Oshur Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Akiva the following. Before we even get into the Braisa and what he asked him, Rashi writes that this Yoshua ben Oshur Rabbi Akiva is the person who's called throughout Shas Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Why is he called Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? He's Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Akiva. Because Gemara Becharos, Daf Nun Ches, tells us Rabbi Akiva was bald. So a Kireach is a bald person. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is Rabbi Yeshua, the son of the bald person. However, Tosos and Becharos over there says, come on, that's how we're going to refer to Rabbi Akiva throughout Shas as the bald guy. Are you even allowed to do that? Meaning you're not allowed to be Mechana Shem L'Chaver. The Gemara B'Metzia says really, really bad things about people who come up with insulting nicknames about other people. It's not Shaykh. So Tosos in Becharos has a bunch of kashas on this Rashi. Among them is that Kireach is a Shem Genai, that it's not possible that we would call him a Shem Genai. And even if Ben Azai called Rabbi Akiva such a name, and he said, because Ben Azai says that Kol Chachmei Yisrael Lefanav Ar Kiklipas Hashum Chutz Min Kireach Hazeh, Ben Azai says, you know, all the other Chachmei Yisrael in comparison to me, they're like a peel of garlic. You know, they're flimsy. They're nothing compared to me, except for Kireach Hazeh, except for this bald guy. And he was referring to Rabbi Akiva. So Tos says, yeah, but that was just once. So that's not a reason to call his son by that name forever, just because one Tana called him that once. And therefore, Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that Karcha is a name of a person. It is not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, there is a guy named Karcha. And it's not an insulting nickname. It's not a reference to Rabbi Akiva. None of that. So that's the... That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Chida in his Hagos to the Seder Tanam V'Amorayim says that it's interesting that Tosfos says that, because the Gaonim in Seder Tanam V'Amorayim say Beferish like Rashi and the Rashbam, and he says, but nevertheless, if the Rabbeinu Tam is among those who we say Kol Devar of Divrei Kabbalah, and therefore you got to take the Rabbeinu Tam very seriously as well. So it's a question, meaning when you describe a physical characteristic, is that necessarily mechan Hashem l'chaveiro? Is that necessarily something that's inherently insulting if it's just very factual and not, that doesn't pass any judgment on somebody? So someone says, how am I going to know which guy? Oh, he's tall, he's bald, he's a little chubby, whatever it is. So is that, you're not allowed to say any of those things because you're describing a physical characteristic. Okay, so that has nothing to do with our sugya. So Rabbi Yossi says that you Yeshua ben Osh Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Akiva, "Mipnei ma amru marus negarim shnayim shein arba'a? Why did they say marus negarim are two that are four?" Samarlo v'imlav, he said, "Well, if they don't say the names of the maros, ma yomru? How do you want them to explain the maros? What kind of question is that? Why do we say any halachos? I mean, you have to tell me what they are, so I know what they are." So Rabbi Yeshua said, "No, yomru mikrum beitzo ulamay l'tame." Meaning, I'm suggesting there's another way to formulate these four maros where I would have derived the same exact halacha, meaning there's no chiluk between the four maros. It should have just said that in the shortest possible way to say it, because the Gemara in Pesachim and Av Gimlam Beis says that liol mishan adam talmid derech ktsara, you're always supposed to teach in the most direct and brief kind of way. So why does it have to spell out what the four maros are? Just say that anything that's brighter than krum beitza is going to be tameh. Krum beitza is the lowest of them in brightness. So hey, anything that's whiter and brighter than krum beitza is going to be tamei. So Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Yeshua, the reason it spells out the four maros is lomar shemitztarfim says that. It has to put them in a particular order to let me know the order that they're mitztaref with one another. So Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Akiva, v'yomru, so I have a different formulation they could have used. They could have said, mikrum beitza ulamayla tamei. Oh, mitzvah from Zem Zem. And someone who learns the Mishnah will know on his own that a Mara can only be a mitzvah with the Mara that's closest to it in whiteness. So Rabbi Kiva said back to Rabbi Shua, the reason the Mishnah has to tell me these four Maros is Lomar Lecha that Kol Kohen Sheinu Baki Behen Ubish Mosean, to tell me that any Kohen who's not an expert in the Maros and in their names, Eino Roas and Negoyim, has no business paskening Negoyim. So if a Kohen that's not a Baki sees a Nega and he's Metameit, it's not Tameit, because you need to be a Baki in order to be Mitame. So we identify the names. If the very fact that you're able to call things by name indicates a certain level of expertise, and you need that level of expertise in order to be Mitame a Nega. Now the Gemara in Arach in Daf Gimel, and it's Rashi in this past week's Parsha, and the Taurus Kohanim all say that the truth is the Kohen can know nothing, and the Nega is going to be Tame as long as he has the Talmud Chacham standing next to him. So you can have a Kohen Amaretz who never learned Negayim, doesn't know anything about Negayim, but there's a Talmud Chacham there who did learn Negayim, who knows Negayim very well. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky is not a Kohen, standing next to this Kohen, and he says, oh yeah, that's a Nega that you should say Tameh, and then the Kohen has to declare Tameh, and that would work. So the comment of the Gemara that a Kohen Sheinu Baki Behen is a Neroa just means that you cannot be Roa Nega absent a person who's Eino Baki Behen. It's Lav Dafka that it's got to be the Kohen, but whoever's assessing the Nega needs to be someone who's an expert in Negoim. I always tell the story, many years ago, Yanki Mikli went over to Dr. Grishko, one of our local Kohanim, and he said, I have this skin condition, you're a cardiologist, Mustama, you could diagnose it. So Dr. Grishko said, I think it's Saras. So Yanki was very nervous. Oh no, I went over to a Kohen and I asked him about a skin condition, and he told me that I have Saras. Am I a Mitzora? So why is he talking about a Mitzora? So probably because of that, right? I assume you're not a great expert in the Maris Negoy, right? He's not going to be Tamei. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Akiva that the Mishnah should have said mikrum beitza ulamaila tame umitstarfim zemze. Right, that was his suggestion to his father. Vilu me sid heichal ulamaila lo kaamar. But notice he didn't say anything from sid heichal and above. That wasn't his suggestion. So midolo amrle, from the fact that he didn't say that it should start with the low point is sid heichal. He said instead the low point is krum beitza. Shema mina deshmila the Rabbi Akiva da amar kul badis eis. It must be that he knew that Rabbi Kiva held that both of the toldos, the Sid Heichal and the Krum Beitza, are toldos of Se'es, and therefore they are mitzdarif with Se'es. Meaning we said there are four Maros Negoim, two of them are Avos, two of them are toldos. Are the two toldos both toldos of the same Av, or is each tolda a tolda of a different Av? It must be that Rabbi Yeshua knew that Rabbi Kiva held that both toldos are toldos of the same Av. They're both toldos of a Se'es. Meaning if Rabbi Kiva's Shita was that Krum Beitza is a Tolda of one Av and Sid Heichal is a Tolda of another Av, then Rabbi Shua should have asked that the Mishnah should say Mikrum Beitza Lamaila Tameyum Mitzarfin and Mi Sid Heichal Lamaila Tameyum Mitzarfin, because Krum Beitza is Mitzarif with one Av and Sid Heichal is Mitzarif with another Av. But from the Nusuch of his Kasha, it sounds like Rabbi Akiva's Shita is Krum Beitza and Sid Heichal are a Tolda of the same Av, and that the other Av simply doesn't have a tolda, and therefore the way Rabbi Yeshua was asking is that if the Mishnah would have just said mikrum beitza lemaila is tameh mitzarfim, it would have been enough. So if that's the case, you see that Rabbi Kiva holds that sid heichal is a tolda of se'es, and the tziruf of the maru zulam alamizo is that the krum beitza is mitzarif with sid heichal and with se'es, and the sid heichal is mitzarif with se'es, and se'es is mitzarif with beheres. So the Gemara says no. Dilma, maybe really Rabbi Yeshua knew that the sheet of Rabbi Kiva is Se'es v'toladita Beheres v'toladita, that the Se'es is mitzarif with its tolda and Beheres is mitzarif with its tolda. And he asked him that the Mishnah should have said Mikrum Beitza l'mayla tamayim mitzarfim and Misid Eichel l'mayla tamayim mitzarfim. It's just that the Tana of the Braisa doesn't quote the whole statement of Rabbi Yeshua, that where Rabbi Yeshua did not just ask let the Mishnah say Mikrum Beitza l'mayla tamayim mitzarfim. He also asked, let it say Mikrum Beitza l'mayla tamayim mitzarfim, Misid Eichel l'mayla tamayim mitzarfim, because each one is a tolda of a different Av. That's what Rabbi Yeshua really asked. It's just that we're speaking in shorthand, so we didn't mention the entire kasha of Rabbi Akiva. Now, why would I assume that one of the Avos has two toldos and the other Av has no toldos? So Rashi writes, it's mistaver that way, that Se'es has two toldos and Beheres has no toldos, because the pasuk says Se'es o sapachas o Beheres. So it sapachas means a tolda. So Se'es o sapachas, so good. So Se'es has a sapachas. But then Beheres doesn't say the word sapachas again, so Beheres wouldn't have a sapachas. So that would be that would make a lot of sense. But the Gemara says that, so that's one possible source for Rabbi Akiva Seder Advarim. So the Gemara says another makar that Rabbi Akiva holds, that each mara is only mitzarif with the mara that's closest to it in whiteness. That just like there are four maros levanim that are called chalukim, so the background over here is there are another four maros that are called petuchim, meaning a levan that has a little bit of admumis in it, a white that has a little bit of redness mixed in. It has a reddish tinge to it. So the Braisa goes through the maros that are petuchim and explains their seder according to Rabbi Kiva, what the order of the four maros that have a little tinge of red in it are, and which ones are mitzarif to which. So Ella, you know how I know that Rabbi Akiva holds Zolam Alamizo, that he teaches us the Maros Legabi their Tzirufim as Behera Se'e Sid Heichel and Krum Beitza, and not the way it's said in the Mishnah of Behera Sid Heichel Se'es Ukrum Beitza, right? Meaning Se'es and Sid Heichel are flipped with one another. You know how I know it? I know it from the discussion in the following Braisa that discusses the reddish Maros. Ella, we learn from the Rabbi Kiva holds Zolam Alamizo from the following. Midi Rabbi Chanina, Dam Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Rabbi Akiva, the mashal of the order of the tziruf of maros. According to Rabbi Akiva, what's it like? Larba kosa shel chalav. Imagine you have four cups of milk. Echad nafal tocho shtei tipin shel dam. One of them had two drops of blood. Two drops of blood fall into it. The echad nafal tocho arba tipin shel dam. Another one had four drops of blood fall into it. Vech nachlu tocho shmona. Another one had eight. Vech nachlu tocho shte mesrei tipin. And another one had 12 tipin of dam that fell into it. The Tosfos points out, even though the previous maros, Rabbi Chanina keeps doubling the tipos from shtayim to arba to shmona, over here you don't have to double it because the impact will be made by an additional four tipos as it has a cumulative effect, so you don't need to keep doubling it. But v'amrila sheish esrei tipin. Some say you do double it. That the fourth one is 16 tipin of dam. So shekulan maros loven hein. They're all maros loven. El shezel malim izeh v'zel malim izeh. The seder of the tziruf of the maros is in the whiteness of it. Meaning the first one is mitzarif with the second with the third with the fourth. So you see that Rabbi Kiva holds that a mara could be mitzarif only with the mara that is adjacent to it in its level of whiteness. So the Radvaz in the Tshuva, he has a lot in about the Maros Negayim. He says, well, wait a second. If in a patuch shebeheres, two tipos of dam fall in, it becomes a se'es. So the patuch shebeheres and the se'es are really the same, and the patuch shebeheres is the same as sida heichal. Meaning, if each time you add a few more drops of blood, it becomes less white. Doesn't that just make it the next level? Meaning, why is that a patuch shebeheres? It should just be the less white, the next thing on the level of whiteness. Why is that a patuch? So he says, no. Patuch is redness. When we go through the different levels of whiteness, it would be like adding black into the milk. So meaning it's saying that if you were to have that number of drops of black, it would dim it to the point where it's the next level of white. But adding red is what dims it, what gives it that tinge, that reddish tinge, that's going to make it more of a patuch. So he says that if you have a koshel chalav, so that's a beheres, right? Two tipos of dam, that's the patuch shel beheres. You have a kol shel chalav, that two tipos of dio, of black ink, that's a se'es. And then another four tipos of dam fall into that, that's the patuch shel se'es, right? It would take that many tipos of dio to turn it into the next level down of whiteness, and then you add the tipos of redness, and that would turn it into the patuch. That's how the Radvaz explains. So all of these are maros, but zelmal zev zelmal mizeh. So we see that that Rabbi Kiva holds that you have this seder advarim of the maros. Emar deshamle de Rabbi Kiva. So you could say that you derive from this price of Rabbi Kiva bepatuch when it comes to redness that's mixed in with the white. That the mara patuch could be mitzdarif only with another mara patuch that is most adjacent to it in its whiteness. But b'chaluk mishamatle. But when you're just talking about levels of whiteness without any reddish tinge, where do you see that Rabbi Kiva holds the same thing? It could be that with a mara chaluk, Rabbi Kiva's moda, that a mara could be mitzarif with any other mara, even a mara that's not adjacent to it, even a mara that's quite distant from it in its level of whiteness. V'chitema, so maybe you're going to say, ki hechi deshamatle, that just like we derive from the Bryce of the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, Bipatuch, Hachi Shamatle, so too. Bechaluk, so too we could derive the din of chaluk. Meaning, why would I be mechaluk between them? Why would I distinguish between patuch and chaluk, between the one amara with a reddish tinge and amara without a reddish tinge? Meaning, if by a patuch amara can only be mitzdarif with the one adjacent to it in its level of whiteness and redness, so too by a chaluk, it's very mistaver that it should only be mitzdarif to the one adjacent to it. So patuch kufei mishamatle. But wait, do you know for sure by a patuch that it could only be mitzdarif with the mara that's samuchlo, vahatanyur, vahatanan? Don't we have a Mishnah in the first parak of Negoim that Rabbi Akiva Omer, adamdam shebezeh v'shebezeh, ki yayin amazuk b'mayim, that the redness, the patuch of the first and second maros are like a wine that is diluted with water. El shel beheres azal kesheleg. The difference in them is that the patuch of beheres is bright like like snow. Vishal Sid, and the Patuch of Sid is Deya Emena, is a little dimmer than it. Vim Isa, now if Rabbi Akiva teaches the Tziruf of the Maros HaPetuchim as Bahera Se'e, Sid Hechel, and Krum Beitza, and that's the order there Mitztarif, Shal Tzemer Deya Emena Mi Bailei. He should have said that the Patuch Shal Tzemer, which is Se'es, is more dim than the Patuch Shal Beheres, and not that the Patuch of Sid Hechel is more dim than the Patuch of Beheres. Because the Seder of the Tziruf of the Maros is Se'es is the second Mara. Sid Hechel is not the second Mara. So he should have had Se'es. He should not have mentioned Sid Hechel. So Amri, so the Gemara says, Enochinami. You're right. Rabbi Kiva says, Shal Beheres Aza Kishalag, Vishal Tzemer Dea Emena. Vatanya, but didn't the Bryce say, Rabbi Nasram Losham, Rabbi Kiva Shal Sid Dea Emena? So you see that Sid Hechel is the Mara after Beheres. Ella Shal Tzemer Dea Emena. No, Rabbi Kiva meant to say that Shal Tzemer is Dea Emena, is more dim. And when he said Shal Sid Dea Emena, it's because Rabbi Ishmael was talking about Beheres and the Sid of and the Sid of Hechel. So he was just responding to Rabbi Ishmael, but in a Chinami, he himself holds a different order. Okay, so now says Gemara, Minolim de Beheres Azihi. How do I know that Beheres is the the brightest of the Maros? So Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, because the pasuk says Vim Beheres Levana Hi. It says Vim Beheres Levana Hi. He Levana Ve'in Acheres Levana. That's a way of saying it's the most white. It's the one that could be defined as absolutely white, but nothing else is whiter than it. Now the Torah tells us that a person who has a se'es or sapachas or beheres, and so it's a neged saras. So the Braisa says what each of them look like and why they're called what they're called. So Tan Rabban beheres, the mara of beheres is the brightest one. So that's amuka. That's it appears to be deeper into the skin, because whenever you have a brighter color, it always looks to be next to a dimmer color, it always looks like the dimmer color or the darker color is on top of the brighter color. V'cheinu omar, and that's what the pasuk says, umar eha amok mina or kemarachama amuka minatzel. Just like the sun, always the sunlight, the areas of sunlight appear to be lower than the shadow, right? If you have a shadow on the ground, it looks like the shadow is resting above the surface of the area around it, but it's not, right? Meaning it's the same surface physically to the touch, it's the same exact surface, but that's just the tricks our eyes play on us, that which is brighter looks like it's lower down, and that which is darker looks like it's higher up. Se'es ain't se'es ela gavoa. Se'es means a dimmer color, a darker color, so that's higher than a beheres, and therefore it's called se'es as a lashon of hisnasus, of lifted up. V'cheinu omer, and that's what the pasuk says. Val kol harim haramim, v'al kol hagvaos hanisos. So it describes high places. Sapachas ain't sapachas el tefela. Sapachas means something that's secondary to the mara. It's not the actual mara. It tells us that there's a secondary mara that latches on to the original mara, and that's what we call a tolda. How do I know that's what sapachas means? Because the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph v'chenu omer v'omer svacheni noah. The pasuk says alachas haku. Who knows? So you see that Sfacheinina means let me be secondary. The pasuk is talking about Elkanah, Shmuel's father, was giving Musar to Eliyahu Kohen about Chafni and Pinchas, about his children, Chafni and Pinchas, that they weren't behaving properly, and he was being misnavi, that Chafni and Pinchas are going to die on the same day, and another Kohen is going to come, meaning Tzadok HaKohen is going to come, and whatever is left from the base Eli is going to come and ask Tzadok HaKohen to be mitzvah. So that they could have paslachim, so they could have what to eat. They need to be involved in the avodas beis hamikdash. Maybe they can get a little bit of karmilch, a little bit of lechem apanim, a little bit of something. So they're going to say svacheni na. We know that we're not in charge anymore, but svacheni na. Let us at least be secondary. Let us at least latch on. So there you see that the lashon of sapachas is like to latch on to something. It's to be secondary to something, not to be the ikur. So ashkan tefela l'se'es. So says Gemara, there you see that there's such a thing as a mara that's tafel to se'es, that there's a tolda to se'es, because it says se'es o sapachas. Oh, Beheres. So it sounds like Sapachas is going on the Mara that's Tafel to the Mara that's prior to it, which is the Se'es. It's Tfeilu Beheres Minolan. How do I know that there's a tafel to the Beharis, that there's a told to Beharis as well? Meaning, where does the Mishnah in Negoim, the very first Mishnah in Negoim, know that there's a told to a Beharis? Because it says Shtayim Shein Arba, and that Beharis has a told as well. That's according to the Shita of the Chachamim in the Mishnah in Negoim, that there's a told to Beharis. Rabbi Akiva's Shita is, like we said before, that there is no told to Beharis. In Achinami, that is, Ace has two totals, and the Beharis has zero totals. Meaning, it's Shtayim Shein Arba, but it's the two totals of one av and zero totals of the other av. But according to the Chachamim, we're asking that each av has a tolda. Where do I see that that the Beharis has a tolda? It only mentions a sapachas to a seis. It doesn't mention a sapachas to a Beharis. So Rabbi Zeira says, well, nemra levana b'seis. It says levana by seis. Vine seis levana ba'or, the pasuk says. V'nemra levana b'beharis. And it says the word levana when it describes a Beharis. It says v'n Beharis levana hi. So we darshin. Ma levana amur b'seis yesh letfeila. Just like the levana that you have by Ace, there's that which is tafel to it. It has a tolda. So to be the Beharis, the Levana has a tefela. It has that which is tafel to it. The Radvaz points out in that tshuva that this is not a gzera shava, because the pasuk that says v'im Beharis Levana hi was already utilized to darshan that a Beharis is the right Levana hi Levana v'ina Cheres Levana, that a Beharis is the most white. That is, it is the brightest white mara. So the phrase is not available to teach me gzera shava. So it must be that it's a memetzinu, that just like se'es is a nega, that it says levanabai, and we know that there's a tafel. So to Beharis, which is a nega, that it says levanabai, there's a tafel to that as well. So it's a memetzinu that we learn one from the other. The Gemara says, however, there's an alternative way that I know that a Beharis has a tolda. B'masnisa tana, hitel hakasuv l'sapachas bein se'es l'beheres, l'mel chakshem she'tfeil l'se'es, kach tfeil l'beheres. That the Torah puts sapachas in between se'es and beheres. Daf going to teach me that just like there's tefela to se'es, so too there's a tefela to the beheres, that each one has its own tafel. Meaning we've been assuming that the word sapachas only goes on the previous word. Not true. The word sapachas is sandwiched in between se'es and beheres to tell me that it's going on both of them. So those are the two limudim in the Gemara of how I know that a beheres has its own tolda. So again, one limud is from the fact that we just a memetzinu, that they're both called the van. So they both must have told us. And the other one is that it's sandwiched in between. Happens to be in the Medrash, in the Torah's Kohanim, on Parshas Tazria, there's a third limud of how I know that a Beharis has a sapachas, that a Beharis has a tolda. Because the pasuk says, Adam kia ba'or b'saro se'eso sapachas o Beharis. And it says, umara hanega amok me'or b'saro. So from the word sapachas, I know that a se'es has a tolda. From the fact that it says, umara hanega, but it doesn't say, umar ehu. Meaning after it mentions Beharis, it says Umara Hanega. It doesn't say Mar Ehu. It tells me that there must be another Nega. What's that other Nega? The Tolda of Beharis. So it's another phrase in the Pasuk that teaches me the Tolda of Beharis. So in the end of the day, Chazal have three Limudim. That there's a Tolda of Beharis, two that appear in this Gemara, and one that appears in the Torah's Kohanim and Parshas Tazria. Okay, now the Mishnah said Se'es Katsemer Lavan. That Se'es is like white wool. So my Tsemer Lavan, what do you mean white wool? So I'm Rabibi, I'm Ravasi, Tsemer Naki Ben Yomo means the Baldamilas. It means the whiteness of the wool of a day old sheep that was just born, whose mother licks it clean, and they used to cover it with leather right away in order to protect the coating, in order to protect the wool, that it should never get any dirtiness, it should stay pure white. So it's pure white wool of a baby that was just born. That's how white the se'es is, katsemer lavan. So now the Gemara says, let's describe the four maros of lavan according to the shita of the chachamim by way of mashal. And we're going to have four different mashalim to describe these maros of lavan. So I'm Rabbi Chanina, mashal the Rabbanan, the mashal of the seder of tziruf of maros according to the chachamim, lema'adav. Don't remember, the Rabbanan do not require that it be zoldam alamizo, that in order to have a tziruf, it has to be two adjacent colors. They do require av v'tolda didei, that it be the av with its tolda, but not that it be zolda malamizo. So what is the mashal drabanu l'ma davadome? How do I know which ones go with which to be mitzdarev? So l'trei malki l'trei iparchi. Imagine two kings and two other high-ranking officials that are not quite kings. So malkul shazel l'malami malkul shazel. One king is going to be more powerful than the other king, but both kings are more powerful than the other high-ranking officials. The iparch shalzeh, the iparch of the more powerful king, lemalami iparch shalzeh, is going to be more powerful than the high-ranking official of the other king. So according to the Chum, the seder of the Tzir of Amaros is that one of the avos is on a higher level of whiteness than the second av, which in turn is on a higher level of whiteness with the tolda of the first av than the tolda of the first av, which in turn is on a higher level of whiteness than the tolda of the second av. So hai zelda malamizeh v'zelda malamizehu. Wait, that's the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, that the seder of Tzir of Amaros is zelda malamizeh, that the two avos and then followed by the two toldos, right? That's what Rabbi Kiva had. Beheres, se'es, sidhechal, and krumbeitza. Whereas the Chachamim hold that the seder of Tziruf is an av and its tolda, and then an av and its tolda. Not like you just presented it, that it's av, tolda, tolda. That was Rabbi Akiva said, av, tolda, tolda. The Rabbanim are supposed to say, av, tolda. Ella, so the way to say it is, malkul shazeh, lemalami iparchi dinavshe, that the king is above his own iparchi. Umalkul shazeh, lemalami iparchi dinavshe, meaning that, and the second king is lemaila from his own officer. So meaning the melech of the second Moshel is on a madrega above the Moshel that's underneath him. So when the Melech goes out, he brings the Moshel that's right underneath him, and he doesn't go out with the other Melech. So the Seder of the Tziruf of the Maros is each one is mitzarif with its tolda, like the Mishnah in the Goyim says. And it's not an av with an av and a tolda with a tolda. Okay, so that's one Moshel of these Melechim v'Parchim. Ravandabar Abba Omar, he says, I'll give you another mashal. Kigon malka v'il kafta rufila v'resh galusa. Instead of saying two kings and two officers, that's confusing. Let's just say four different levels of officers, four different levels of people who are powerful. So you have a melech and a klafta and a rufila, which is like a general, and a resh galusa. Those are four levels of sarara. The king more than the klafta more than the rufila, and the Rufila more than the Resh Galusa. And when all four of them go together, they go in order of their rank. So the four Maros are in their order of whiteness, comparatively, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and that Seder. So it says, Hai Zelam Alamizehu. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that the Seder of the Tziruf of Maros is Zelam Alamizeh, that it's based on the whiteness, that the two Avos and afterwards the two Toldos. The Chammol, that the Seder of the Tziruf, is not based on the Malas Aloven. It's an Av and its Tolda, and it's an Av and its Tolda. So the Mashal explains Rabbi Akiva, it's not explaining the Rabbanan. Ela Kagon Malka V'Rufila, V'Klaft of Resh Galusa. No. The mashal for the Chum is you have the Malka and the Rufila, that even though the Iklafta is higher than the Rufila, when the Melech goes out, he goes with the Rufila, he doesn't go with the Iklafta. When the President travels, he doesn't travel with the Vice President, he travels with the guy below that. When the Vice President travels, he doesn't travel with the whatever, Secretary of State, he travels with the guy below that. So each one travels with one that's another step removed from him. And that's what it means, that's the mashal of the Rabbanan. So Rava Amar, Rava says, I'll give you another mashal. Kagon Shvar Malka v'Kesar, like the king of Paras and the Kesar, who's the king of Rome, and each one has their own second in command. So too, the Avos are like two kings that are of two different lands, and each one has its own tolda. So I'm there. If Papa Rav, if Papa says, "Wait, I'm trying to chop this mashal. Hey, minai wadif. Which of the two kings is Shvar Malka more powerful? Is Kesar more powerful? Like who's the strong king? I'm not following." So Amalei says, "B'chur Shaya ka'achalei," that. That Rav Papa is eats in the forest, meaning he's got his head in the sand. He doesn't know what's going on in the world. So he doesn't even know who's more powerful, whether it's the Melech Paras or the Melech Romi. How does he not know that the Romans are more powerful than the Melech Paras? Rashi says that since Rava mentioned the Melech Paras before the Melech Romi, Rav Papa knew exactly who was more powerful. And he's saying, you're saying it in the wrong order, meaning a Melech Romi is more powerful than the Melech Paras. We all know that. So why would you mention the Melech Paras first? But the reason Rava did that is because he lived in Paras, so he felt that he needed to mention the Melech Paras first, even though it was the less powerful king. So Pok Chazi, Tiva Deman Sagi Bialma. You want to know who's more powerful? Go see who has a better reputation, who's more famous. Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says in the interpretation of Daniel's dream that the Malach interpreted for him. Daniel saw a chalom of the four galios that Klal Yisrael are going to be exiled in in the form of four different chayos. So this is the interpretation of the chaya harevius, which is the fourth galus, which is galus Romi. And the Pasuk describes v'seichul kol ara ustushine v'sadkine, that the fourth chaya is going to be the fourth malchus, and it's going to be different than all the other malchios, and it's going to destroy the entire world, and it's going to trample all over it and crumble it into dust. V'am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Zo Romi Chayeves." That is the evil Roman Empire. Shetiva Yatza b'kol olam kulo. That it became famous in the entire world. Tiva Yatza. That's how Rashi says. Tiva means Shima Yatza. That its reputation is out there in the entire world. The Marsha says, "No, Tiva Yatza means Matbeya. That its currency is accepted everywhere. It's the almighty dollar. It could be, you could use it wherever you want. That's what it means. That's what it means, Tiva Yatza, that it has this power to it." Ben Yoyada says, because they were very involved in trade, the Romans would buy schora of Malbush and Mazon from all sorts of different Malchios, so they were involved in dealing with all the Malchios. So the Romans had a footprint everywhere. They had some sort of impact in all different parts of the world, but that's what made them so powerful. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, a fourth mashal. Kugon glima da amar vishachke, sadina diketana vishachke. It's like a talus, a brand new talus of wool, and a worn out talus of wool, and a brand new linen garment and a worn out linen garment. So the brand new woolen talus is a little more white than the brand new linen garment, but it's way more white than the worn out wool talus, and the linen garment that's brand new is more white than the worn out woolen talus, but it's way more white than the worn out linen garment. So the avos are like the talus tzemer and the sadin kusna that are new, and they're close in whiteness to one another, but the toldos are distant from the avos, and nevertheless each toldos mitzarif with its av, because it comes from the same min. That's how Rashi explains over here. Tosos just raises a kasha on this. He says, wait a second. In Maseches Nidah Daf Yud Zayin, it says that Bluye Pishtan are more white than Pishtan Chadash. That worn out Pishtan is whiter than brand new Pishtan, and therefore it's better for a bedika. When a woman is doing a bedika, better to use Bluye Pishtan than the Pishtan Chadash. Why? Because it's whiter. And over here we're saying that the brand new one is whiter. So therefore Tosos says, Ravina does not mean to say the maila of the loven of the begadim over here. He's talking about the chashivus of the begadim, that a brand new woolen talis is more chashuv than a brand new linen garment, and a worn out woolen talis is more chashuv than a worn out linen garment. Then Tosos says it could be that the Gemara Nida is actually not talking, it's not a kasha at all, that the Gemara Nida is not talking about levels of whiteness, meaning when the Gemara Nida recommends to use a worn out linen garment to do bedika, it's not saying, Tosla says, to do bedika with that because it is the whitest. It's saying to do bedika with that because it is the softest. Meaning, if a woman is going to do a bedika with something that is not with something that is not soft, so it's going to scratch or it's going to be painful. So that's what it's saying, to be careful, to use something that's very soft. Now Rashi says that the reason, Rashi himself in Maseches Nida says that the reason it's better is because it's more white and not because it's more soft. So as much as you want to try to be Miyashiv Rashi from that Gemara by saying that, it doesn't seem that's what Rashi himself holds. Tosfos in Maseches Nida says that our Gemara is talking about a worn out garment that they didn't launder very much, and therefore when it's worn out it's less white than a new garment, whereas Gemara Nid is talking about a worn out garment that they would be mechabes all the time, and therefore it was its whiteness was very white. So these are the four mishalim for the different levels of mare according to the Rabbanan. The Ravaz raises the question, why do I need four mishalim? You need to tell me about kings and officers and this and that. Just the point is it 1-2-1-2 or is it 1-1-2-2, right? Meaning that's the whole machlokas, Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva. It's not so complicated. So the Radvaz works on what each one is adding that the other one didn't have. So whereas the Taurus Chaim says it could just be that they just gave a mashal that was understood in their generation, in some places and their place where they lived. Some place they didn't know what a parchta is or whatever, so they just used whatever is understood in their generation. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom of Avon Base.